Moncrief on News Talk.
Something very interesting is a social supermarket. What is that? Well, let's find out. A new community food market is opening in Kildare this month, helping individuals and families make their weekly shop go further. Supported by Food Cloud, the project offers affordable groceries while giving people in need a choice and some dignity. Matt Riles is from Feed Kildare. He's the founder of that organisation and he joins me now. Matt, what's a social supermarket?
Hi, thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it. So a social supermarket is just, it's, I suppose, a modern food bank.
Right.
So rather than a parcel, people are able to come in and choose what they would like in their shop. And we'll also have a cafe on the day as well, so they can stick around, have a cup of tea or coffee and a chat with someone before they head off with their shop.
So I suppose a traditional food bank is a place where someone went in and they were given a box of food and there was no choice, really, where a social supermarket presumably is a place where people can pick and choose. Is that the idea?
Yeah, absolutely. So there would be an array of food that we would have collected. As you mentioned, Food Cloud is one of our main sources of food, but we also collect from local shops throughout the week. And then on a Wednesday, we open up for a few hours and people can come in and do their shop from whatever we've been able to collect for that week.
And they have a choice of everything that's laid out in front of them.
Yeah, they have a choice of to either take it or not take it, whatever they would choose to do.
And do people pay for this?
So they don't pay for the food. We do charge a small admin fee just to help cover the cost of running the service. So for a family, it would be a 10 euro fee. And for an individual, it would be 750.
Right.
And they would get well over 100 euro worth of food for that.
Okay. And where, like you kind of alluded to this, but where are you getting all this food?
Yeah, so Food Cloud would be a main source of food that we would get every week.
And remind people what Food Cloud do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Food Cloud is an organization or a company that takes surplus food from the big shops and the big suppliers. And so it's food that might be coming to the end of its life, or shelf life rather, and they're able to reallocate that out to organizations so that the food isn't wasted and so that people who need it can have access to it.
Right. Okay. So you're the founder of Feed Kildare, right? So, which is organizing this social supermarket. I mean, it seems like an obvious question, but why did you want to do this, or where did you see the need?
Yeah. So I'm not solely the founder in a sense that our church has chosen to fund this and get it off the ground and get it up and running. So there's quite a number of us that are kind of behind it, pushing it forward. As a church, we've helped people in the community for over two decades, but not on a consistent basis, just as an ad hoc, or if someone rang and said they needed help, we would help. But we wanted something that was more consistent and would offer help to anyone in the community that needed help.
Mm. And so, I mean, is there any particular reason you're doing it in Kildare, or is it likely these are going to pop up around the place?
Yeah, so there are some already. So we're in Kildare, so it just makes sense for us to do Kildare. So we're just in Selbridge, just outside of Dublin. But there's Feed Cork, who have actually helped us tremendously to get started. So we're kind of copying a version of their model of what they do.
Okay.
But there's also Feed Dublin. They operate a little bit differently, but the same basic thing. They provide food for people. There's Feed Clare, and I think Feed Limerick as well.
Okay. And is this now up and running? Like, I don't want to inundate you or whatever, but...
Yeah, so we're taking clients. We have our first actual day of operation is next Wednesday.
Okay, terrific. And you see, I'm hesitant because, as I say, you don't want the place crowded. And from what I gather, there are plenty of people who could use this service. But are you doing a call out for people to go there, or do you want it more modest than
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we already have over 15 families and individuals registered to access the service next week. But we should be prepared for next week to take on 30 families or individuals.
Okay.
So if people need the service, we're working on a website, but we're not quite there yet. So the easiest way is probably through social media.
Okay.
Instagram or Facebook.
And that will be Feed Kildare, presumably.
Feed Kildare.
Yeah. And I can't help notice that sweet North American accent of yours. What has you in Selbridge and Kildare?
Yeah, so I met my lovely wife. She is from Clondalkin, but raised in Selbridge. And I met her about 14, 15 years ago. And then she won the battle of where we were going to live. And I'm glad she did.
Good man. Well, listen, hats off to you. That is Matt Royals from Feed Kildare. He's one of the founders. Thanks for talking to us today, Matt.
Take care.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.